You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Ian Marami for IFL TV Power, sponsored by Everlast. That was one of the best fights I've ever seen.
I've gone. My throat's gone. I mean, I can't believe what I've just seen. One of the most thrilling fights, thrilling upsets, thrilling moments. The first round was one of the most unbelievable things. Kambosos looked gone, like he was getting beaten up, knocked him down. He was brilliant, Kambosos. He showed so much bottle. And in the 10th, he was gone. Comebacks, wins the 11th. I think won the 12th as well. I had him winning by two rounds. Just, this is why we love the sport of boxing. That was absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. I'm so happy for him. You know, I like Teofimo. I like his old man. I think they get a little bit, you know, people don't realise they're actually good people, but Kambosos is a diamond and he's old man. I mean, they're just proper underdog win. Fucking king of Australia. I mean, honestly, what a hero of a man. What a guy. I can't believe it. I didn't think he could do it. I didn't think he could fight that kind of fight against Teofimo Lopez.
Have you got options on George?
No. I said to Peter Khan there, you know, I mean, look, the obvious thing is to fight Devin Haney for all the belts. Undisputed. The argument. Franchise, whatever. That's the fight. But Devin's got to beat Jojo next week. And, you know, you just have a situation there where, you know, the underdog's just won. So Devin's got to be really switched on. Love to work with George. Love to take him to Australia. You know, maybe we're doing his old man, fucking absolute legend of a geezer.
What were you thinking after the first round?
Well, that you know, I thought that he was done after 2.5 minutes, but then he stuck him on his ass. It was unbelievable.
Here he is.
Look, and these boys here, look.
Come on, boys. Come on.
That boy is special.
What did you give him when he was younger?
Nothing. You know what I give him? A lot of mental toughness. Yeah. Always used to test him out, little fat cred kid. He was playing rugby league. And I says, bro, he was always coming last. And we're running around the footy field, being a rectangle field. All the kids want to beat each other. They're all cutting the corners. I want to be first. This little kid would not cut corners. He would do it profile round. I said, George, we're driving home. I said, George, bro, listen to your dad. Why don't you take a shortcut? I said, you'll go second last. Then he turns around and says, the kid's 11 and a half. He says, Dad, I'm going to be there one day. They're not going to be there. They're going to be gone. Because I'll never cheat myself. And then he lost weight, went to boxing. He loved it. He lost weight. He started doing leagues, started doing boxing. I said, you can't do both. He said, yes, I am. I said, all right. I said, you get the crossroads in your life. About 14 it was. Wishgate got picked for the development squad for the Sharks. Ricky Stewart, famous Australian coach. He says, rightio. Boxing was Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He says, rightio, boys, congratulations. Picked development squad. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I was out there. I was watching him in the front. 30 kids. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, footy training. Put his head down. Driving back home. I says, bro, rugby league. I want to be a footy player. I says, bro, rugby league, this is what you want to be. He says, yeah, it's right, Dad. What's up, bro? He says, Dad, didn't you hear what Ricky said? I said, nah, what did he say? He says, didn't you hear what he said about the dates? What dates? Because Monday, Wednesday, Friday. What's wrong with them? I says. He says, don't you know on Monday, Wednesday, Friday? He's on playing this kid, mate. This kid's like 13 years old now. He says, Dad, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He's boxing trainer. Yeah, you're right. I go, so what's the problem? He goes, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday's footy training. Then he went silent, driving down the highway. He turns around and goes, Dad, I think I figured out the crossroads. I said, right, that was Thursday. I said, right. I says, you got till Monday to make a decision. You're going to boxing, you're going to footy. You got your boxing bag, you got your footy bag. Make a decision. I says, no one's going to help you. I said, not your mum, not your sister, nobody, not even your dad. Purely on yourself. You can't turn around when you're 18 and say, you told me to do this sport. You make that decision. And guess what? Came home from work Monday, no footy gear on. I said, what is it, bro? He goes, Dad, I want to be a fighter. I said, really? I said, who made the decision? He goes, all by myself. I said, you sure? He said, yep. I said, give me your pack. Going back to the ground, I'm giving you footy gear back. That was it. Never looked back. Amazing. Amazing kid.
Amazing, mate.
He was 60 kilos at 11. He's fighting at 135 now. You know, God bless him.
Big heart, mate. Big heart.
Massive. And you know what? He always says it. He goes, Dad, I don't care. He goes, mate, I don't care. He goes, oh, I'm going to fight to the death. He goes, mate, he'd have to really, really, really hurt me to stop me. He goes, I ain't going down. He goes, mate, my toughness. He goes, I've been dreaming this since a kid when I won my first Golden Gloves. He goes, I ain't going down. And he showed that tonight.
Mate,
he got stupid and he got caught.
Balls of steel, mate.
And he just came and came again and he... Ugh. Man, I don't know what to say.
So much really. Heart, mate. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you, brother.
Well done, mate.
Oh, thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
You had us on two shows. You had us on two shows. You saw me.
Well done, mate. Yeah. Well done, boys.
That's what it's about.
Of course it is. That's what it's about, mate. That's exactly what it's about. Heart, well done, mate. Well done. Just unbelievable. I mean, it's what a moment for him. And just that's why we love the sport, isn't it? You know, that's the dream. You see people going to achieve a dream like that, come in from Australia, beat Teofimo Lopez at Madison Square Garden to win the belts. Unbelievable.
I mean, no one picked him.
No, and I did. Look, I thought that. I felt that would Tio overlook it? Would he struggle with the weight and would he tire in the fight? And he did tire in the fight, but then he came on strong in 9 and 10. And George looked gone in the 10th, and he come back and won the 11th and 12th. It's one of the. I mean, it's the biggest win from an Australian fighter, I think, of all time, and you know, just. Incredible.
Should Devin win? Obviously, after tonight, we've got to be more careful about these things. But should Devin win next Saturday? Surely that's a fight to make on the
zone. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, he's going to get Tank, you know, whoever, right? Like, everyone's going to want to fight him.
You see Ryan's tweet?
Yeah. Well, they'll all think Ryan Garcia is. Yeah. They all know, they'll think that they can beat George. They'll think they can beat George Gambosis. So they'll all be, you know, listen, the kid's going to make a fortune. Mm. He's cracked it and good luck to him. And hopefully it's the Devin Haney fight because hopefully he wants to win the final belt. No, you know, and he'll believe he can win that. Listen, we'll do it in Vegas. We'll do it in Sydney. Don't matter. You know, amazing, amazing night.
Eddie, we'll have to ask Teofimo gave a post-fight interview to the Zone where he said he thought he won the fight 10 rounds or two.
No, listen, he'll watch the fight back. It was close. And I had it. I think I had it all square going through 10.
Did you?
With a knockdown. Very close. And then I had Kambosos winning 11 and 12. I only had Kambosos winning the fight by one or two rounds.
Okay.
But Teofimo did not win the fight. You know, could he have nicked a draw? Maybe. I mean, one judge gave it 115, 114.
114, 113.
Yeah. I don't see it. You know, and it would have been a shame if he didn't get the decision. You know? Because we do live in an era, don't we, where you see too many, and it wouldn't have been a robbery, but it would have been the wrong decision, in my opinion. And I think that if that doesn't happen, you lose moments like that, you know? And that's what makes a sport great.
What happened to Fazili tonight?
Just got beat by a good fighter. I mean, it was always a 50-50 fighter. Agawa was too strong, beat him up, really. Fazili was controlling the fight. Agawa hit him with a big right hand, changed the fight, and then he beat him up. So look forward to seeing him again soon.
Raymond Ford.
Good performance. His kid can really fight. You know, he's a very talented fighter. I need to step him up now, give him bigger tests, and I think he's going to be a world champion.
Right, just away from this, did you see Coogan's interview with Anthony Joshua?
I haven't seen it all, no.
Okay. So Michael Benson put out kind of the main bits of it, and I watched it, and Joshua was going, you shouldn't ask me about stepping aside. It's not in my DNA. But then like a minute and a half later, he was saying, I'm a businessman, and if the offer's right, we have to sit down and consider it. So that's the first time I've heard you guys, someone from that side, talk about considering a step aside. So what's going on there?
I don't think there's a consideration of a step. I mean, look, I think at some point, an offer is presented to someone that, you know, would be a situation that would be difficult to not discuss. At the moment, the only focus is on the rematch. And, you know, Anthony Joshua wants to fight Alexander Usyk. So until that is presented to him, and it hasn't been presented to him in terms of stepping aside, that's all the focus is. So, you know, I haven't seen the interview, but I know, speaking to him, that all he wants to do is rematch Alexander Usyk.
Another weird one. He's gone on a random, like, unfollowing spree, and you was in there. So what's gone on there?
Nothing. I think he's unfollowed everybody but his sponsors, isn't he? Yeah.
One of the commercial guys.
Yeah. Don't worry, we still talk every day.
Calm Brooks, that looks like it's been announced on Monday. Thoughts?
I think, you know, I'm glad they got their payday. You know, I think they both, I'm pleased for Kel because he gets a big chunky check at the end of his career. So with Amir, it's not the fight it was, but it's still, look, people will still watch it. You know, it's, I think Amir hasn't fought for 2 years, 2.5 years, Kel a year, but, you know, it's, it's come at a time now where they've both realised, let's just get paid. And we talked about the fight, the money they wanted, I just don't see it. I just don't think it's that big that, you know, in terms of the numbers they wanted. Tried to talk about Khan against Conor Benn, didn't want that. And I understand why he wants to fight Kell, because they're two guys without any desire anymore. Do you know what I mean? They want to win, but they don't. It's not like they want to create legacy and win this fight, and they just want to get paid. And that's, they deserve it. They've had a good career.
Mm. At £20 for the pay-per-view, how many buys is that doing in the UK?
300,000 to 400,000.
Bad,
it's good. It's good. Listen, it's very difficult. We've seen over the years the pay-per-view become tougher and tougher. It's one of the reasons I made the move to this model. And it was the best thing that I ever did. Because, you know, I'm getting back in to do fights like that tonight and be a part of that. It's just a dream.
Okay, well, listen, roll on Vegas next week for Haney.
Yes, absolutely. Even more important now.
Absolutely. Thanks
for your support. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.